daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Are you spending more time at home and realize that it is time to make your life more carefree and update your home with fashionable luxury waterproof vinyl flooring starting at $1.59 a square foot, or perhaps new baseboards, countertops, carpet, tile, or a shower update? National Flooring Group at 6329 Dean Martin Drive can do that for you. We specialize in personal service and offer the best prices in Las Vegas. Drive by today or call National Flooring Group now at 702-854-9555. That's 702-854-9555.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. An attack by multiple gunmen in Vienna left at least two people dead and several others wounded late Monday. Police in the Austrian capital said several shots were fired shortly after 8 p.m. in a lively street in the city center, and that there were six different shooting locations. Austria's top security official said authorities believed there were several gunmen involved and that a police operation was still ongoing. Officials, however, are calling it a terror attack. Oskar Deutsch, the head of the Jewish community in Vienna, said the shooting took place in the street where the city's main synagogue is located, but that it wasn't clear whether the house of worship had been targeted. The synagogue was already closed at the time of the shooting. On the final efforts before Election Day in Ohio, presidential nominee Joe Biden says the nation is done with Donald Trump.
When America votes, America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
While President Trump says Joe Biden has the support of those who hate America.
The far-left Democrats that ruined our public schools, depleted our inner cities, defunded our police, and demeaned your sacred faith and values, they support sleepy Joe Biden.
More than 93 million people have already voted. Each campaign insists it has a pathway to victory. Election officials in the Deep South spent Election Eve tending to lingering damage from Hurricane Zeta and other storms that damaged buildings or left polling places without power. Storm damage caused nearly 100 polling places to be moved in Louisiana after Hurricane Laura. On Wall Street, an up day as the Dow rose 423 points, the Nasdaq rising 46, the S&P advancing 40. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 304.
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Finally, the next round of the federal $300 a week benefits for unemployed Nevadans should be getting into the bank accounts this week. State officials say it just finished paying out the first round of the Lost Wages Assistance Program on Thursday. President Trump created the program back in August with $44 billion in diverted disaster relief funds from FEMA. The funds guaranteed states $300 a week for the jobless for three additional weeks. Nevada was the last state to apply for money. State officials say the second round of payments will be paid out 1 week at a time to make sure they have all the needed funds available. For the first time since the COVID-19 outbreak brought traffic on Interstate 15 in and out of Las Vegas to a trickle, traffic was up again. RTC officials say the traffic volume on the 15 at the California-Nevada border is up 8% through the third week of October, making it the first monthly increase compared to the same time last year since the coronavirus pandemic shut down California and Nevada. The world's largest sportsbook at the just-opened Circa downtown saw lots of action over the NFL weekend. Circa owner Derek Stevens was there on hand to witness all the action.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on U.S. 95 southbound. That's at Ann Road, and it's on the left shoulder. Also look for some congestion on Paradise southbound. That's at Russell. You're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. And reduced speeds on the 15 northbound at Desert Inn and south at Sahara.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang on, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Monday, the day before Election Day 2020. We've talked about this for the last couple of years. It is here. It's right on top of us. It's tomorrow. If you have not already gotten out and vote, I hate to say go stand in line for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, but please, you've got to do this. The future of our nation is hanging in the balance. There was a great column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal today. And it ends like this. There is a candidate on the ballot whose policy preferences threaten U.S. political institutions and long-standing norms, but that candidate is Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. The column by our friend, our pal, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Amazing piece. You go in detail into what's at stake in this election. Can you talk a little bit about what is at stake in this election and why this is so important? What are the key issues that are in play?
Well, I think the key issues involve the institutions of American government. I mean, the Supreme Court for 150 years has had 9 people on it. In a year from now, will it have 9 people on it? After if Donald Trump is elected, it sure will. If Joe Biden's elected and he has a Democratic Senate, we don't know. And I don't think anyone knows. I'm not even sure Joe Biden knows. You know, the United States has 50 states in it. Democrats are desperate to pack the Senate, and they have wanted to add D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. And, you know, basically for the express purpose of getting 4 new Democratic senators. That's a fundamental change. You know, so everyone talks, you know, the liberal media establishment talks about, oh, you know, Trump's this great threat to American institutions. And it's no, guys, actually Joe Biden's the one who either wants to change the institutions or won't defend them.
Let me ask you, the stretch drive, the closing arguments, what have you thought of the campaigns? Trump's been doing five a day. Joe Biden's been doing a couple of kind of pansy-like appearances. Nothing terribly strenuous, I would say. Compare and contrast the two campaign strategies in these final couple of days.
Well, I mean, Trump's been just incredible. I mean, just the amount of energy it takes to get out there and do as much as he's been doing, it's really been remarkable. I think four kids wear me out, and he's doing four rallies a day. It's truly been a sight to behold. And Joe Biden, obviously, his campaign strategy has been to let voters know he's not Donald Trump. I think there's some wisdom to that strategy, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out because, if Biden does lose, and I think he's still the favorite, if Biden does lose, there are going to be people who are furious at him for not getting out there and campaigning, for staying in his basement and handing the election to Donald Trump, and they're not going to be wrong.
I want to ask you about the polls. I've been on an emotional roller coaster the last 3 or 4 days. When you see polling and then you see data and then you see the big rallies, you know, with 20, 25,000, 30,000 people there. And I keep asking myself the question, is any of this stuff moving the needle? And by the way, where is the needle? You have any feel for that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Trump is closing. I think we're seeing that even in the polls. I'm hesitant to just throw them all out of hand. I just think you look at the election. I mean, 2016 was about do you like Hillary Clinton or not, and people did not like Hillary Clinton. And this election, you know, Trump's embraced it, and Biden's been more than happy for it to be about. Do you like Donald Trump or not? And he just, you know, he's about 44% in the approval ratings, and that's not a great place to be. And I think Trump's field operation has been incredible, tremendous. I think that's the reason he has a shot. Basically what they're saying is, look, Democrats voted early, and we still have, traditional Republican voters out there who are going to vote on Election Day. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, I think Trump's in a position to win. But I certainly wouldn't say he's a favorite.
58% of Nevada registered voters cast ballots during the early voting. It means that 42%, or roughly 420,000 registered voters, still have not yet cast their ballot. Do we know who these 420,000 are? How many are Republicans? How many are Democrats? And in particular, what about the others, the independents, the unaffiliateds?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've got I'd say there's about 160,000 Republicans left, and I'd say about 200,000 Democrats left. Democrats, there's more registered Democrats in the state, so there are more Democrats out there. 4 years ago, Democrats actually outperformed Republicans on Election Day by a little bit, a couple thousand votes out of 300,000 votes. But, I mean, they still outperformed them. And so I think that's the question is, are there Democrat voters left this year? Or did they all vote already? And I don't think we know that. And I think that's going to be really the fascinating thing to watch. And that's the thing. I mean, if there are Trump voters out there who waited to vote, I think he's going to do very well. And, I mean, I'm looking at this. 123,000 Democrats voted on Election Day 4 years ago, and 121,000 Republicans. And so, do Democrats drop below 100,000, then I think Republicans have a really good chance. I mean, if they are around the number they were at last year or 4 years ago, then I think Democrats have a pretty good chance.
What do you think of the enthusiasm gap, or is that just kind of a lifeline that the Trump campaign is throwing out there to say, hey, we're not out of it, we're not out of it. There's this so-called enthusiasm gap. You see the rallies, you see the yard signs, you see the enthusiasm for Trump. Is there such a thing, and will it matter tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. I don't think you can just discount it. I think it does matter. You know, I think, you know, I don't think Trump would be better off not having rallies. But I remember Mitt Romney. You know, he came to Las Vegas in 2012, and he had a, you know, big event. He was doing a big event around the country, and he didn't pull it out. I mean, you look at Bernie Sanders. He did the biggest events in the Democratic
races. Well, all I know is that all of these rallies, all of these things that we've seen. There is even the chant of love. We love you. We love you. This is not something like Mitt Romney. We have lost Victor Jakes. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take a quick break. We'll take a break and we'll get Victor back. And he's calling back. We'll have him do that. Can we take the break now? We'll take the break now, and then we'll come back more with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Check out his latest column. It's really good. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for Heidi Harris.
Well, kids, we made it to Election Day. What's going to happen? Oh, my gosh. Who knows? Last minute, anything could happen. But whatever happens, we'll talk about it on the show.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Albertson.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
58% of Nevada voters have already cast their ballots, but that means 42%, about 420,000 registered voters, still have not cast their ballot. By the way, Victor Jake's joining us, and I. Where did we get so rudely interrupted?
Yeah, sorry about that. I think we were talking about the about where we're going to be on election day. I think with how many voters are out there to vote.
Yep. Yep, yep. 420,000 registered voters. What do you expect tomorrow? Is it going to be four-hour lines everywhere?
You know, I don't think so. Part of me, I guess I'll say that, two different things. Part of me doesn't think so because we've had an unprecedented number of people vote early. For instance, we've had more people vote so far this year than voted all of 2016. But then when you start diving into it a little more, by percentages, there's still, or, by total numbers, there's still a lot of votes out there. We're only at about, 62% of the electorate having voted. I presume that's going to get to, 80%, which anyway, so there could be a lot of people out there. I mean, there could be long lines. I know they've tried to consolidate polling places, make them larger. There's a lot of variables.
I'm just shocked, though, that this is going to be a big surprise for people. And we all knew this was going to be a mega election. And, Joe Gloria and folks in the state and Barb Zagafsky's office, they knew what they were facing. And the same way we knew that there were going to be problems with the mail-in ballot, and there have been around the country. How are we surprised by this?
Well, I mean, I don't think you should be surprised by long lines. I think that's just what happens when a lot of people want to do something. And I mean, really, especially in Nevada with all the early voting. Like, if you're upset about a long line on election day, I mean, you had two weeks to vote. There's just logistical problem. I mean, you're trying to accommodate several hundred thousand people doing one thing, and sometimes lines are just part of it. And it's like going to Disneyland. Why is there a line at Disneyland? Well, a lot of people are there, and sometimes I don't think it's much more complicated than that.
Yeah, one is more fun than the other. Going to Disneyland is more fun than standing in line getting ready to vote. But I pray that everybody will get out and vote. What happens the day after? And are we making any preparations? I haven't seen anything from anybody, in New York and Washington, D.C. They're boarding up store windows. I mean, are we doing any of that here?
I saw one report of a business boarding up windows, and I think some businesses in downtown Las Vegas will do that. And it's it's so funny that the media will run these articles about, oh, businesses are worried about Trump supporters rioting. It's like, guys, Biden supporters and the far left have been rioting for like 5 months. so don't pretend like, oh, everyone's worried about what the Trump folks are going to do. Everyone knows that it's Biden folks who are going to get violent by and large. And I'm not blaming Biden for that by any means. I think people are responsible for themselves. But the violence is coming from the far left. The vast majority of it.
By the way, speaking of that kind of stuff, what do you make of this caravan of Trump vehicles escorting a Biden bus in Texas. And we've seen this a couple of other places as well. First of all, other than being a minor traffic offense, you know, this idea they were trying to drive them off the road is just ludicrous. I mean, that's attempted murder.
Yeah, I certainly didn't see that. I only saw the headlines. I mean, I would encourage folks not to trail the Harris bus or the Biden bus. I think that's a bad look. But I certainly think the media's reaction to it was overwrought, at least from the reporting that I saw. I mean, it sounds like the Biden's supporter initiated the, you know, whatever little fender bender there was. But I mean, I think that's just the wrong look. I mean, if someone's on their bus, just let them drive down the road. Now, look, on the way to the rally, I mean, be there outside the rally, honking your horn, making your presence known, absolutely. But the road is not the place for political demonstration.
And the president tweeted out, "I love Texas," which may be an indicator that he's just pitching for votes in Texas. Not supporting the vigilantes. They'll find a term for these people, and it'll be like the white nationalists. Thank God we're almost done with this campaign, and they can't make any more TV commercials.
I know that's the one thing everyone can agree on, right? Is that we're happy to be done with the commercials and get back to normal ads.
And by the way, what are you hearing from Nevada relative to? Who's voted? Who hasn't voted? Do Democrats have an advantage? We know how many votes are out. And by the way, everybody may not cast a ballot. All 420 of the 420,000, all of them may not cast their ballots. There are people that are registered, but they don't vote.
Yeah, there certainly will be that. I mean, there certainly will be people who aren't casting their ballots, who don't vote, or, you know, the county just has a bad address. I've gotten reports from a lot of people who, you know, were sent ballots for people who, you know, had died, who no longer lived at that address, who got sent two ballots, you know, their maiden name and then their current name. So it'll be interesting to know what turnout was as a percentage of people who are actually, you know, living where they're being sent ballots to, but I mean certainly it's going to be a high turnout election, and I mean every vote could count. I mean I think that's still a plausible scenario, is that Trump has a big election day and pulls it out, but I mean it's going to require everyone voting.
Carson City judge rules against the Trump campaign and the state GOP. This was not surprising to me. Was it surprising to you?
No, it wasn't surprising to me. But I think it was unfortunate. I mean, basically what the GOP said is, look, we don't have access to watch what's being done. And the judge said, well, you can't prove fraud, so I'm denying your claims. But it's like, well, how are we supposed to prove fraud when we don't have access to what's going on? And the larger issue is, do election officials have an obligation to create a system that is, resistant to fraud, or do we, the common citizens, have the obligation to go find the fraud? And I certainly think it's the former, but election officials don't. I mean, they basically want to do this on the honor system. You know, they spent months telling us that you don't have to worry about ballots in the trash, you don't have to worry about people getting mailed ballots, because we have signature verification. And now they tell us, well, we can't do signature verification because it excludes too many actual voters. I mean, that was just a tremendous bait and switch and a great disservice.
That's just incredible. By the way, is this the end of it? Can they take this case to the U.S. Supreme Court or someone of that ilk?
I mean, they can appeal it to the state Supreme Court. I don't know if they're going to, have any different results. And at some point, the ballots are going to be cast. And, once the signature is verified, they get separated from the envelope. And then, then you're never getting them back. So it's, the whole situation is just really unfortunate. It just kind of exposes the problems with mail ballots in general, is that you don't really have a good security mechanism for it. Because people's signatures change just naturally. And so you either have a situation where you're excluding lots of you know, people who have actually voted but making the system vulnerable to fraud, or you tighten up the signature verifications, or I'm sorry, anyway, you understand what I'm saying.